This lunch here is being sponsored by Sheila and Rani Appel and family memory of Reb Zev ben Azriel Appelzal and by the Nussbaum family of Paramus in memory of Achav Shmuel ben Achav Meizal. The topic we've discussed tonight, though it's primarily a tzitzis topic, which is of course why we're learning it now, but really the ramifications of this go way beyond the mitzvah of tzitzis. Some of the principles that we're going to discuss apply really in the realm of other mitzvahs or other dinim in the Torah where the principle of lishma plays a role. So comes the Gemara, the first in the Mamakamos, it's the sugya, it appears, happens to appear in Menachos also, it appears in Masechet Sukkah, so many people have actually seen the Gemara, perhaps in Masechet Sukkah, so the Gemara quotes as follows, Kemisa Kameh de Shmuel, what was in the middle of the discussion of what kind of strings are potentially kosher, potentially possible for tzitzis. So the Gemara says when it was brought in front of Shmuel, the Shaila Shmuel said that tzitzin apostle. What in the world is tzitzin? So the Rishonim explained that it's strings that were made not for the purposes of tzitzis. Just on balls of a thread that was prepared, not loved after, for the wasn't necessarily spun for the purpose of tzitzis. So why is it possible? The Ba'inam Tviel Lishma. Because the halacha is that when you make the strings of tzitzis, so you can't just stomp take any strings. The strings have to be made specifically for the purpose of l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. How did the Gemara know this? So this is based on a pasuk, gedilim tasa l'cha, l'cha l'shem choybcha. They have to be done l'shma. So, when the Gemara is speaking about the making of tzitzis l'shma, the Gemara is talking about the making of the strings per se. The Gemara is not addressing the issue of what about if you have the tzitzis which are made l'shma, the strings which are made l'shma, what about the putting into the beged? What is the halacha? The Gemara never says anything explicit about this. So comes the Gemara in the second amount of Kamos and raises the following shayla. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, minayin l'tzitzis ba'avi kechavim shepsula. How do you know that if a goy makes tzitzis so they're not acceptable? So here the Rishonim explained, the Gemara is referring to taking of the strings, the pre-made tzitzis strings, and putting them into the hole, tying the knots, going around, etc. What we call today making a pair of tzitzis. How do you know that a goy is not acceptable to do this? Shenema da'bel b'nei Yisrael v'oslam tzitzis. The Torah introduces the parasha tzitzis with the phrase b'nei Yisrael. So b'nei Yisrael yasav lo v'gichavim yasav. That a goy is not acceptable to tie the tzitzis strings. So the question is, this halacha that Gemara is telling us, especially in Zeres HaKosov, that a goy is not acceptable to tie tzitzis strings, how does that affect us? Most of us aren't going to have a tzitzis done by goyim. How does this affect us in terms of the Shema? So comes the Rambam in a tzitzis per Gaal Falach Yibbez and says as follows, tzitzis she'azos al kusi posel, if a goy connects the tzitzis strings to the beggar, it's not acceptable. Shenem adabim ne'esov ba'oslam tzitzis, the Vavadim quote of the Gemara Menachos. And now comes the Rambam and adds something. Aval, im asa osa Yisrael below kavanak she'ra. What would the halacha be if a Jew makes tzitzis and puts the strings into the hole, but does without kavanah? He's not necessarily doing the shema. He's not paying attention. He doesn't know it is tzitzis, not tzitzis. He still puts the strings in. So says the Rambam, the tzitzis are kosher. How in the world did the Rambam know that the tzitzis are kosher? The Gemara never says one way or the other. How did the Rambam know that that din that the Gemara says originally, the making of the strings themselves, the din of tzviel lishma, the spinning lishma, does not carry over to the connecting of the strings to the beged? Where did the Rambam know that from? So comes the Kesef Mishnah and tries to defend the Rambam. Tzitzis she'asos ha'goy posel. Well, Masha kosa, that which the Rambam said, avalim osa osa Yisrael b'lo kavana k'sheira, lo b'tzviyaz ha'chutim ko'amah. Don't make a mistake, says the Kesef Mishnah, to think that the Rambam means when he says tzitzis can be made shalom l'shma and the kosher. Don't think that means the spinning of the strings. That's for sure not. That but inish atay l'shma. That's the Beferish Gemara. That was what Shmuel says. Kedilim tasa l'cha b'inim tzviyaz l'shma. Ela b'nesinis ha'chutim b'knaf. What the Rambam was referring to was the connecting of the strings into the hole. The asiyas ha'kesharim and the tying of the knot. V'ha'chulyos. That's the Kamar. It's only those things that the Rambam says, the strings, the putting of the strings in the hole, and the tying of the knot, and the wrapping around. Shem asi yisrael shlo b'kavana kasha. And how did the Rambam know this? So two rayas, says the Kesef Mishnah. Midaloma t'chidon l'shma ela b'tviyah. Because the whole sugya of l'shma b'tzitzis, ha'chom mikol kol, was talking about tviyah. So the raya of the Rambam is that the Chazal don't tell us, we're not mechuyim to make up ourselves, that everything is mutan to prove it also. So the Torah never says, the Gemara never spells out explicitly that the connection of the strings to the beggar and the asiyas akshar v'achuyis has to be l'shma. So in the stomach doesn't have to be l'shma. That's the first raya of the Rambam. Because the Mishnah can already sense the weakness of that raya. One could argue that it's the same thing, that when the Gemara says l'shma, that you require to be l'shma, that means everything in the whole process has to be l'shma. So comes against the Mishnah with another raya. But, oh, the Amr Perkat Cheles, Amr Avida Marav, Tzitish Asa Kusi Psula, we have a Gzeret HaKos, that of a Goy makes here kusi, just kind of shtup into the center. It means a guy. If a guy makes tzitzis, so it's not acceptable. The im isa, and if the halacha would be that the connecting of the strings and the making of the nas of the chuliyas has to be done l'shma, my iriya kusi, what's the chiddush? What's the gzeras hakosav that a guy is puzzle? Afilu asa yisrael shelo l'shma nami. Even if a Jew would do it shelo l'shma, that would also be not acceptable. What's the kesavishna is assuming? Because the mission is assuming that a goy, by definition, is shalom l'shma. A goy makes tzitzis for you. A goy is connecting the strings to the baghead. So a goy is not holding down l'shma. A goy is not in the parasha of l'shma. So when a goy makes tzitzis, it's understood that it's being done shalom l'shma. So why does the Torah need a special zirah concept? Why does Chazal need a special drasha to tell me that tzitzis shasa akam apostle? It must be a riot that the only reason why it's possible is because it's a goy doing it. But if not for the special exercise clause, but would have been kosher, even though it's clearly being done shalom l'shma. So says the Gemara, Mishnah, levada lo mimet el akusi, v'lasa Yisrael shalom b'kavara kosher. So in effect, this Gemara, which the din of the Gemara was b'chumra, the din of the Gemara was that a goy makes this as possible, because the Mishnah says of serving the Rambam as a raya, that if a Jew makes tzitzis, even shalom l'shma, or similar to a goy, the tzitzis would be kosher. That's the raya of the Rambam. So basically, the din in the Gemara of tzviya l'shma, that the Rambam's not questioning, the cheps of the tzitzis themselves, the strings themselves, for sure have to be l'shma. That's the din of ta'asav l'cha. The chiddush of the Rambam is that that gezeres hakosav, the din of ta'asav l'cha, is only going on the asiyas achutim. It's not going on connecting the chutim to the beged. And the raya that the Rambam is correct is the fact that otherwise, if the din would have been not like the Rambam, if the din would have been that you do require the Shema for the putting the strings in, why do you need a special gzeres hakosav to pass a goy? Presumably, every time a goy does it, it's by definition shelo l'shma. So the question is there any way to be docha this raya of the Rambam? Is there any way to disagree with the Rambam's raya? So really, the answer to this is a sugya in Masechet Gittin, and the next time I'm coming, so you have to get a little bit of an understanding of this sugya in Masechet Gittin, a fundamental machlokes rishonim had a little pshat in the sugya, and then we'll have to come back to chassidus to see how perhaps the Rambam is not necessarily muchach his raya from goy. So come to Gemara in Gittin, and it's commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hakol k'sher lichtav esaget, afilu k'sher shared v'kot." Anyone is kosher to write a get, even someone who's a labar das, even a child in the bar mitzvah, k'sher shesherta, they're all kosher to write a get. Come to the Gemara, we'll skip the end of the Mishnah, it's not relevant for us. Comes the first part of the Gemara and says, why, how can it be? How in the world can a kotel, if it write a get, he's a lav bardas. So if he's a lav bardas, presumably he can't write the get l'shma. We know that the get has to be written l'shma. The Torah says, the chot of law sefer krisa. So the Torah Shabbat says, loving l'shma. So the get has to be written for three purposes. It has to be written l'shem ha'ish, for the purpose of that man who's divorcing his wife. It has to be written l'shem ha'isha, for that particular woman. Let's say a man has two wives and they both happen to have the same name, so he can't just write a get and decide later who he wants to use the get for. It has to be written b'shas ma'ita, ashamed the particular woman on his kareshes, and it has to be for the purposes of gerushin. It can't be just at the surface practicing. Someone wants to get it. Mishnah says in Gittin, let's say the sofer, he's walking by somebody's house and he hears there's a good fight going on, so he decides that, you know what, they're probably going to get divorced soon, so I'm going to save some time, that way when they come to me for a get, already happened already, they write to get in advance. The Gemara says, no, that's no good. It has to be authorized by the Baal, it has to be specifically for the purpose of Gerishin, Bashem Hushan, can't be the Iranian get, Al Shema Asin. So it has to be the Shema Ish, the Shema Ish, the Shema Gerishin. I remember one time in Yeshiva when they were writing a get, so the cipher was a Chassidish fellow, so he was every time he did anything, every time he picked up the pen, he would scream it out. L'shmai, l'shmu, l'shem gairishin. The words were echoing in my mind. L'shmai, l'shmu, l'shem gairishin. There was one character in yeshiva, so he screamed down the middle, L'shai matas mitzvah. That's about the same. So the din is clear that the get has to be written l'shma. So the Gemara asks, if that's true, how could you have a katan write a get? The katan is a labar da, so presumably he can't create a l'shma. So says the Gemara, what the Mishnah means is that there's a gadol, there's someone over the age of bat mitzvah who's supervising the writing of the get, and he's instructing the cipher. There's a 10-year-old kid who's a cipher. He's saying to him, write it l'shma. He's not a hatamachanik, write it l'shma. That's called gadol amir agavah. So gadol amir agavah works. That's the question. How exactly that works? That's a lumbus in and of itself. But the Maisa, the Gemara is beferish, that gadol amir agavah works for the realm of ksivas to get l'shma. So there's a mistake here in it, and just the way the printing is. It should be Amalei Rav Nachman, Gemara is in the middle. Some of the words are out of order here, the way it was printed out. But the kasha of the Gemara is the Elamayata of Yechav Yisrael Omer Agabav Hachinam the kasha. Once you accept this principle of Elam and Agabav, then let's carry that over to Yisrael Omer Agabav. What should it be of a goy right to get? And the Yisrael was standing over him and saying, right Lishma, right Lishma, right Lishma. But presumably it should all speak good. Because just as a chatan is generally speaking, not creating Lishma, but good Lom and Agabav works, so what dinami, a goy, generally speaking, is not paying attention to Lishma, Yisrael Lom and Agabav should also work. The Gemara says, if you're going to tell me that that's really the case, that Gol Omer Agabav really works even for a goy, but there's a Beferish of Bryce that says that a goy cannot write again, and the Bryce does not give any exceptions to that rule. So now, how do you explain it? How could it be that the Mishnah says that a katan is kosher, which obviously is referring to a Gol Omer Agabav, yet the same the Bryce, at the same time, turn around, the same Bryce, and say that a goy is possible? Why isn't Gol Omer Agabav acceptable for a goy to write again? So comes the Gemara and says, no, Ovikham the Daiti Dinafshe Ovad, that the goy, it's not going to work. This kunst of Omer Agabav is not going to work when you have a goy, because the goy is doing things on his own. The Daiti Dinafshe Ovad. So it's not clear in the Rishonim what exactly does that phrase mean. Akha Badaiti Dinafshe Ovad, therefore, Gol Omer Agabav is not acceptable. So there was a major machlekes of Rishonim. What exactly is the type? What's the sound of this command? So Rashi, and many Rishonim go along with Rashi, seem to say that Akha Badaiti Dinafshe Ovad is a Mitzvah. Namely, that the goy is just not paying attention. He's not, this is not his lingo, this is not his language. To say to the goy, you have to do it l'shma, l'shem mitzvah, l'shem geirish, l'shem ha'ish. He doesn't take this seriously. I'm writing the get. He doesn't, the whole chap, the whole motion of l'shma goes in one ear and out the other. That's what Acham Adai did in Avshikov. He's not really paying attention to what we're saying, but this is so far as Dibush. I didn't get a katan. So he explained to the 12-year-old kid, this is what you have to do. So he listens, whatever the rabbi says he does. Where's the guy? He's not really paying attention to what the rabbi's telling him. That's the Rashi, another Rishon, seem to understand what Acham Adai did in Avshikov. But there's a totally different shot in Acham Adai did in Avshikov, which would take it much more out of the realm of a Metzias and would put it more into the realm of Halacha. What does that mean? Acham Adai did in Avshikov means al pi Halacha, a guy can't create Lishma. It means a goy is mufka from the din of Lishma. Lishma is a Jewish concept. It's not a goyish concept. You have to have a kedushas role in order to create a status change in the chetzah. In order to create the halachic principle of Lishma, you have to have a certain, you have to be in the parasha of mitzvahs. So when the Gemara says, Akam and Aitan and Avshikov, the Gemara is not just saying that the goy is not really paying attention to what's going on. The goy is not being careful. He's not listening to what we're saying. The Gemara is saying that Api Halacha, the goy cannot listen to what we're saying. Even if he would want to create Lishma, he's mufka from the parasha of Lishma. So my nafka meaning when you say the first shot, whatever you say the second shot. So if you say the first shot, the folks can say that if a goy writes a get, so we're not convinced that the get is no good. It's not that we say bevados, the goy is not paying attention to what's going on. We're saying that we're not really sure whether he is. So that's what Nachmanim right. That if the first shot in the Gemara is correct, that Akam Adai to Nafshikov just means that we can't really be sure that he's listening to what we're saying. So the get is only possible to Torah Sofek. The woman is asura to get married with this get, but it's only to Torah Sofek, it's not to Torah Zvadai. And those are going to have ramifications, la halacha. Because if you say the second shot, Akam Adai to Nafshikov means that a goya pitin can't create the Shema. So fabulous, this get is a worthless piece of paper. It's a get which was written to Lola Shema, which is clearly not going to accomplish anything, even on a level of Deraisa. So that's one possible enough. Another possible nafkamina in terms of how to live Tai Chanlam Shah and Akam Adaita Dinafshika Ovid will be how does this affect other areas of halacha? Get is only one very small area of halacha where the Shema is needed. There are other areas, but one major area of halacha where the Shema is needed is Ksiva Sefer Torah. Hopefully we'll get to the Sefer Torah Shulam later on down the line at the end of the year. So we may come back to this a little bit, but when you write a Sefer Torah, so it has to be written the Shema. Not only must the Sefer Torah be written the Shema, but the preparation of the Oroch, the preparation of the parchment has to be the Shema also. So there was a major problem that existed in the Middle Ages, is that apparently, a little bit of a history, that apparently the guild, they used to call them the craftsmen, would not let people who weren't part of the club, wouldn't let them do certain malachas, wouldn't let them do certain work. So apparently, the Jews weren't allowed to work in the leather business. They weren't allowed to prepare the parchments for their writing. Only the goyim were able to do it. So the problem that the Rishonim were dealing with, how in the world are you going to have a goy with the Ibra Or? The goy is going to prepare the cloth of the Sefer Torah. The Gemara says that the Ibra Or has to be done the Shema. It has to be done the same as the Sefer Torah. How in the world are you going to let a goy do it? So some Rishonim said, no problem. you can let a goy do it and have the Yisrael be omen al gavon. The goy will, Rishon described the solution, he used to throw the oris into the sid, into the lime, they would prepare it. So the goy did the actual work, and the Jew would be standing over him and saying, Meshem, Kedusha Sefer Torah, have a man, Meshem, Kedusha Sefer Torah. So some Rishon said, that's okay. Go from Rabbeinu Baruch, one of the Bible says, that's all right. So the Eastern Rabbeinu Baruch, what are you talking about? The Gemara of Teferish in the Sugin Gittin, that Akum Adaita the Nafshika of it, that you can't use that concept of Yisrael Omer Agabov when it comes to a goy. Yisrael Omer Agabov only works for a katan, doesn't work for a goy. So Rabbeinu Baruch responded and said, no. The Med Devam Amurim that the Gemara says, you can't use the stunt of Yisrael Omer Agabov for a goy. That's like a get. It takes a long time to write. After half cup, it takes a half hour to write a get. So for the goy to pay attention to the whole Lishma for a half hour, the goy doesn't take it too seriously. The whole thing is a big joke in his mind. So he's never really going to be mechav in Lishma. Masha Ein came when it comes to Ibra Or. So the Rishonim say Ibra Or was a 1 second process. He took the skin and threw it into the solution, and then it sat there for days by itself. So the Maisa Ha'ibud was a 1 second thing. So Rabbeinu Baruch says the goy can't pay attention for 1 second. 1 second, he'll throw the skin in, he'll have it. So that'll be good enough. That's what Rabbeinu Baruch says. So you see from Rabbeinu Baruch that he was clearly learning the first pshat, that the chisorin of Akum Adaita Tanav Shekavit is not a halacha. Akum Adaita Tanav Shekavit is a metzias. The metzias is that the goy is probably not paying attention. So that Rabbeinu Baruch felt free to say that, well, it depends. Sometimes he is paying attention, sometimes he's not paying attention. Ksivas HaGet, that's too hard for him to pay attention. Ibra Or, not so hard, not so complicated. So that he's able to pay attention. So the Rishonim will take the second option, like the Rambam, for example. The Rambam will clearly learn that Akum Adaita is Avshik of it is not a Messias, but it's a din, it's a halacha, that a goy can create the Shema from today to tomorrow. So then obviously there's no difference whether it's a 1 second job or it's a 20 hour job. If a goy is mufka pi halacha from creating the Shema, so he's out of the picture, finished. So that was a big machlokes that we showed him in the Middle Ages about this stunt of having Ibra Or Adonai Yidei Goyim with Yisrael Omer Agabah. According to some Rishonim, it was good, and according to other Rishonim, it was a very, very serious problem. So this machlokes that we showed him about how to understand this principle of Akamadaita Zavsha of it, is this all encompassing like the Rambam presents it, or is it limited like Rabbeinu Baruch, like Rash, and other Rishonim seem to say that it only applies in the very limited circumstances? So now this may relate back to Chassidus as well. The Rambam brought a raya that tzitzis do not have to be made with Shema. They don't have to be created. They don't have to be put onto the bag of the Shema. Why? Because since the Gemara has a drash, has a pasuk to tell me that a goy is not kosher to connect tzitzis, so the Rambam was bothered with this kasha. A goy, by definition, cannot do the Shema. The Rambam held it's not shayach. Akmadat and Afshigav. The Rambam's opinion was that a goy, in no shape or form, can create the Shema. So in effect, every time a goy is putting tzitzis onto the beged, he's doing it apidin shelo b'shma. And the Gemara says that would have been kosher if not for the gzeis hakos of bnei yisrael v'lo of the kichavim. Says the Rambam, you put two and two together, you see clearly there is no din of b'shma by putting the strings into the beged. What would the other rishonim respond? So comes the rush in the second menachos of the tzitzis, and the rush, not in the tzitzis in Maimon Kol, but another a little bit later on in the rush, comes the rush and says that there's no raya, that Rambam's raya is not a raya. Why? Because maybe the Torah is coming to tell you that a goy can't put strings of tzitzis onto a beged, even in a type of a situation where he could do it lishma. How could a goy do it lishma with the Yisrael Omer Agabah? Says the Rosh, to put tzitzis, how long does it take to make a pair of tzitzis? We've been brainwashed to making tzitzis takes a long time, because we have some minhagim, we make so many ties and knots and all that. Minatora, tzitzis are nothing. Minatora, you stick the strings in, you go around once or twice, you make a little bit of a knot, chick-chack, the whole thing is over. It takes 3 seconds to make a pair of tzitzis on a deraistic level. So comes the Rosh and says, that's what the Torah is coming to remind, that I would have had a good case, a good half a minute to say, a goy can make tzitzis. A goy can make tzitzis with Shema. A Yisrael of the Omer Agabah, it would have been gevaldik. It would have sufficed the requirement of Lishma. Kamash Plan is possible anyway. Kamash Plan is special exerts the cost of Bnei Yisrael v'lo Akum. It says the Rosh, just because it's a special exerts the cost of Bnei Yisrael v'lo Akum doesn't mean that you can infer from there that tzitzis do not have to be connected to Shema. Avada, they have to be connected to Shema, and it would have been feasible to create Lishma al Yedei Yisrael Omer Agabah. That's what you need exerts the cost to tell me that Afa Bichain is possible. Masha Enkin, the Rambam couldn't get off the ground according to the Rambam. Because the Rambam Ruchas Sefer Torah and the Rambam Ruchas Gittin and the Rambam holds that Akum Adaita the Nafshik of it is an absolute statement that the Shum Pun of Oif and a Goy is Mufkapi Aloha from creating things the Shema. So that's where the Rambam looked at the Din, B'nai Yisrael, V'lo Akum, B'nai Yisrael, V'lo Akum, a goy is not doing lishma, and so you need to exert a kalsov. You see from here that sittis do not in fact have to be connected to lishma. So at the end of the day, it's machlokes the rishonim, the Rambam, the Rosh, other rishonim about halacha lemaisa. If a person, a Jew, goes in and he made a pair of sittis, and he didn't do lishma, are the sittis kosher or not? According to the Rambam, they're perfectly kosher. According to the other rishonim, they're pasul min haTorah because exert a kalsov beinim tviyul lishma. Was said not only on the Tzvias HaChutim, was said on the entire process, and the Bnei Yisrael of Lo'akum is not a right to anything. As being a Messias, that he likes Rabbeinu Baruch, that it just means that a guy can't do things with Shema if it takes a long time. It's a lot of work. So a little 2-second thing is no big deal. Yes, yeah, so Akum here doesn't necessarily mean he personally is an Ovid of Adara, it just means he's a non-Jew. You know, we use the term Akum, we throw it around a little bit, but for our purposes it means just a guy. At least he's an Ovid of Adara. Let's say he's making a simple Hashem of Adara, that's pretty bad. That we don't like. That's the Gemara to say, Patosha Kosovo.
If you say, I'm doing it because I've got his bar, who said it's a
mitzvah, that's what the Rambam sounds like, that the whole concept is not mitzvah, but the whole thing doesn't make any sense. But there are Rishonim and Sefer Torah that it does work sometimes. There were Rishonim, Rabbeinu Baruch, there were many Sefer Torah written in the Middle Ages which were relying on this kula that the Goyim were doing the Ibra Oris because there was no one, they didn't have an Eitzah, so they wouldn't let the Jews do it.
He
has a kula.
There's
a machlokes of Rishonim. What does the term mean? Good Lord, what are we trying to accomplish by Omer Agabah? So Tosfos seems to understand that Good Lord, Omer Agabah means that we're screaming at the guy loud enough, and then finally it's a little bit seeping in, and the guy's having him on the Shema. So Rabbi Yonah says that's not really what's going on. Good Lord, Omer Agabah means that I'm supplying the Lishma, that he's doing the Maisa Haksiva, and I'm doing the Lishma, that my words are not seeping into his head. That would fit in much nicer with the Cherish and the Shaita. Right, in the Chanav. Right. The only problem is that it's a very strange concept. Normally we think that the Osa HaMaisa has, what would you say? Just let's say you're making prayer to this, and I'm 20 miles away, and I'm having him on the Shema. So what's the Tzira for Dvarim? Why is it that because I'm standing by and screaming my head off, why does that Lishma affect what you are doing? So it's a difficult concept in Halacha. So Rabbeinu Yonah in the Rosh Ben Chul, in closest Rabbeinu Yonah, has this idea. That's what Gadol Ben Agabah is all about. It's a strange idea, but it does solve some of the technical problems of Gadol Ben Agabah. So let's assume for now that you need the Shema, at least some of the processes are making sense. You need the Shema for the Tviyat Tachut, and that's for sure you need the Shema. Whether or not you need for the connecting is up for grabs. What exactly does the word Lishma mean? So comes the Rosh, the next time I'm coming, to quote a major, major question that also Rabbeinu Baruch had. Rabbeinu Baruch Zal, the topic, Im Tzarech Lahotzi the Svasov, Shema Abdel Lashem Sefer Torah. The Rabbeinu Baruch was the beginning of the Sefer Torah. He was talking about originally about the Ibra Oros for Sefer Torah, O Lashem Tfilin, O Sagi B'machshava. Or is it sufficient when you do Ibra Or for Sefer Torah for Tfilin, is it sufficient that you're thinking Lashem Kedushin Tfilin, Lashem Kedushin Sefer Torah? That's also good enough. Must you actually verbalize it? The Chen Gabi Ksiva Sefer Torah Tfilin Mezuz. The same shot would be by writing Sefer Torah Tfilin Mezuz. The Chen Ksiva Saget, the Ba'ina Ksiva Lashma. What would the halacha be? All these cases, making sittis, writing a get, and on a few more things, making masters, all these things that the halacha requires lishma, what does lishma mean? Does lishma mean just a machshava, or does lishma mean that it has to be actually verbalized? So it comes to Rabbeinu Baruch, starts to give you a sheer klali, bringing up dinner from all the areas of halacha to try to impact upon the shayla. So it comes to Rabbeinu Baruch with the first fascinating raya, v'shematzinu pigul, v'chsiv bei lo yiratzeh, Ubaya Dibur. There's a din of Lishma, but this is like a Shalom Lishma. There's a halacha that when you shech the korban, you have to have in mind certain things, and now I'll have in mind other things. In the very first sugya, in the Sechet Zvachim, so when you shech the korban, so we'll lechatchil, you're supposed to shech the Lashem, that particular korban, because the Yevra, if you shech the Lashem, another korban, so it's still going to be kosher. If you shech an old Lashem Chata, so it's still going to be kosher. The only exception to that rule is a chatas and a korban pesach. The Gemara learns out from Zeres HaKosov, the first mission in Zvachim, Kol HaZvachim, Shidin Tuchu Shalosh Man Kshem, Chutzpina Chatas HaPesach Vizmano. But in addition to the din of Lishma by Kavanah, there's another halacha of Machshavas Pigo, which is Machshavas Psul. that I shach the behemo, or I do Kabbalah Saddam, or Halach Saddam, or Zrika Saddam, any of the four, but it's Saddam, I do it for the following purposes, that I'm here by doing it to eat the meat, chutzpul zmano. Normally there's a zman achilah, for chattas is a day and a night, well, let's say for shlom is 2 days and a night, but have in mind that I'm doing this avodah, that I'm going to eat this meat, or I'm going to be makta the chelav next week, I'm going to put the meat into the freezer, and I'm going to eat it next week. So the Mishnah says that's pigul. So if I eat this meat, it's also right now. If I eat some of this meat right now, even though it's still within this man achila, that's in the sakara. That's what the sakara means when it speaks about pigul hulayir ratza. That's the machshava, possible machshava. So comes the Rabbeinu Baruch and says, what does that mean, machshava? The Mishnah always speaks about machashe bekashe, it's the machshava haposela. So what does machshava mean? Does machshava mean machshava, literally? Does machshava mean dibur? What does it mean if a kain shechta, you shechta animals a carbon, you do this because Adam, and you have in mind for the wrong kavana, but you didn't verbalize the wrong kavana? Is that called pigul or not? So comes the Rabbeinu Baruch and says, l'chur, that should have some kind of impact on our shayla. Not exactly the same shayla. We're talking about a positive kavana. We're talking about a kavana to create a pure, to create a sefer Torah. Here they were talking about a kavana to destroy a potentially kosher carbon. Rabbeinu Baruch thought that it's basically the same type of a shayla. So comes Rabbeinu Baruch and says, so what is the din taka by pigul? So says Rabbeinu Baruch, so we find by pigul that it says, lo yerasa ubaya dibor, and the Gemara says, the feirish in Masechas Vachem, that you need dibor. So the truth is, it doesn't really say the feirish. That's the problem. That's Rabbeinu Baruch reading of the Gemara. Tells us, read the Gemara that way. The Rambam happens probably not the other way. The Rambam always talks about machshava bekashim in the sense of real machshava. So even the niyach of Rabbeinu Baruch, dimyon is right, which may or may not be true, even if his comparison is right, his fact may not be correct when it comes to pigul itself. This first raya is not going to convince us. The second raya, he says, a truma, he tells us below dibur, rap machshava. A truma, the halacha is that you can be mafresh truma even without dibur, just with machshava alone. So you see that machshava is considered to be something that is Torah, literally is machshav. So that's also not a very hard raya. The other, especially the kasha of the next shavachem to machshem, what does that mean to anything else? The other Torah says that you can be mafresh truma with machshava. How in the world does that tell me? You can make tzitzis with the kavana of the machshav. You can already get with kavana lishma. So it brings the third raya. The pasuk says that if a shomer is watching an object, so if he shalech yad in the object, that's very bad for him. Then he's going to become chayav to pay no matter what happens. So I'm supposed to be washing a car, I'm not supposed to be driving the car. I decide to take the car for a ride, and then a week later something happens to the car, so the shomer is chayav. He should shalech bo yad v'gadon, so he becomes like a gazlan, and he's chayav and everything. That's the parasha of shluchos yad. So the Torah says, I'll call the bar pesha. So the Gemara says, what does kol d'var pesha mean? B'chayv al-machshav v'kenai. So that means even if the person just had in mind to be shalech yad, that's also considered to be shalech yad. So this raya in and of itself is very questionable because it's machlek is atanoim, whether that's really true, whether that is in fact the correct rush, if that's really what the Torah means when it says kol d'var pesha. But whatever it is, the Torah says, achoshev, according to that opinion, achoshev v'shalech yad v'tikad v'chayv. So he's assuming that hachosha v'shloch yad v'zikadu means machshava alone. So just as machshava is kima'is, that the machshava is significant, just thoughts alone can alter the status of the object that can create you the shame shalech yad, where dinami machshava can work to create tzitzis. Also the dimyon is very, very questionable. By in Shemitah Tzlasim, there's different areas of halacha. And to make matters even worse, half the Rishonim write that when the Gemara says shalech choshev v'shloch yad, it doesn't really mean choshev. Choshev means dibur. It happened to be mechayev a guy from machshava. The guy's thinking that he's mishalech yad. So the ein hakadosh baruch hu besar machshava l'maisa. What kind of story is that? If he says the words, he announces in shul, I'm about to go use the other guy's car. So that's called choshev mishalech yad. This is if he called him. So yeah, there's nothing to do with the shema. Yeah, there's nothing to do with anything. So he sounds like he's giving a trip to shas about does the Torah take into consideration machshava? Can a person change status as an halacha with thoughts alone? So he dug up a Gemara by Pigul, which is Machlag Yisrael Rishonim. He dug up a Din by Truma, which is Pahal Yisrael Sakos. He dug up a Gemara by Shluchas Yad, which is also Machlag Yisrael Tanan, Machlag Yisrael Rishonim. And at the end of the day, none of these issues may be relevant. So at the end of the day, Rebbeinu Baruch Taka doesn't have any good raya. He himself writes, Hugach Toivu Lohoti V'Svasa V'Chilasa Ibr V'Sulah Sara. So Rebbeinu Baruch says, you really should be Lohoti V'Svasa. The correct thing to do is whenever you require the Shema, you should always say it. If any gives you a cool, he says, V'Chilasa Ibr, it means when you're starting the process. You don't have to constantly say l'shma. Say a guy is making tzitzis. So the halacha is that we choshesh Rabbeinu Baruch. We tell the guy he should say l'shma at the beginning of making the tzitzis. it doesn't mean the guy has to become a neurotic that for the 2 hours that it takes him to make tzitzis, he's babbling, Hashem is a tzitzis, Hashem is a tzitzis, Hashem is a tzitzis. If the guy's in the matzah bakery, they go nuts, Hashem is a tzitzis. The thing is, you have to say it once when you start the process, when you say you start it, and then kala oisa dasa mishon oisa. It's all considered to be a continuation. If you stop, if you go out, you come back 2 hours later, then the buzz they should say it over again. But if it's all the same process, kala oisa dasa mishon oisa. So at the end of the day, we're not really sure what the din is. We're not really sure whether machshava is sufficient. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah paskins that what's the din with gabi tzitzis? It happens sometimes. Sometimes people make tzitzis and they don't know the din, so they don't know that they're supposed to say hini muchalzuv l'shem asiyas tzitzis. They just start to make the tzitzis. So is that acceptable or not? So the Mishnah Berurah thinks he thinks maybe by making tzitzis yesh machal mahakol so shtichol svei tzeza, because the connecting the strings were made l'shma. The tzvi was on the shma. Hopefully the guy in the have made them set lishma. That's assumed the best case scenario. They said lishma, but now when I connect them to the bag, I didn't necessarily say lishma. So the Mishnah Berurah make a shtickle fake thing. First of all, maybe the Rambam's right that the connection of the strings to the bag doesn't mean lishma. The Rambam had a good raya, so the Rosh disagreed back and forth. It's a fake of the dina. And two, says the Mishnah Berurah, maybe Rabbeinu Baruch Tzad is correct. Maybe talking don't need the hosi b'svasim. Maybe machshav is good enough. So a guy went to the store, bought tzitzis strings, bought a beggar. What else is he doing it for? If not for the purpose of the same mitzvah, he has nothing else to do, just to connect strings to the beggar. So every time we make tzitzis, it's not as that. It's like an understood lishma. It understood lishma, but it wasn't said lishma. It wasn't hosi b'smasa. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but if a guy went ahead and goofed and made a pair of tzitzis and didn't actually verbalize lishma, yesh macham mahachol b'diyavet, because maybe the Rambam's right, even the Rambam's not right. He goes rely on this side of Rabbeinu Baruch. But l'chadchila, it's not really the way to do it. L'chadchila, the person's always supposed to say l'shma, whatever the halacha requires l'shma. That's when go back to some of the things we spoke about in Hilchos Tefillin. We spoke about blachning with tzuos and fixing sharem and all those different things which also have to be done l'shma. So a person, whenever you do things in tefillin, so the nusach is l'shem kedushas tefillin, should always be for the purpose of kedushas tefillin, it should actually be verbalized. Whenever you make the tzitzis, so it should be l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. There's no kedushas tzitzis, it's l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. And when a person first starts putting those first strings into the hole, right before you put it into the hole, you say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, and then for sure it's going to be good. If not, you have to start kvetching and relying on Rambam, and find Rabbeinu Baruch, so relying on really different tiras vashitas. So l'chadchila shel l'chadchila, you're supposed to say it actually bepet. There is the last akuda that may be relevant to this in terms of the connecting of the tzitzis l'shma. And the sugya that appears in Masechet Gittin Daf Mem Hei, where the Gemara says that a special zeres because of kshat and safta. When it comes to writing the parshas from the zuzah, writing the parshas from the tefillin, which are all included in that word of the safta, or to say the Torah for that matter, only someone who's included in the midst of tefillin can be included in the ksivas of tefillin, can be included in the ksivas of parsha for the mezuzah of the sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, therefore a guy is possible to write a parsha of tefillin. Therefore a woman is possible to write a parsha of tefillin. Therefore a kapon is possible to write a parsha of tefillin. And when we spoke about in the tefillin, this implies not only to the actual writing of the parshas, it may apply to the tikkun habata, maybe to the ritual, different things that are necessary for the tefillin. So comes Rabbeinu Tam, and that place it says, "V'kan amar Rabbeinu Tam." There ain't isha or gedus lulav, that a woman shouldn't tie together the dalat dinim. It's not very difficult to understand because the whole egged is not ma'akev anyway. I'll leave that part out. But similarly, says Rabbeinu Tam, "V'osa tzitzis," and a woman should not be making tzitzis, she should not be connecting the tzitzis onto the beged. Kevad lo mifkedus, and she's not mechuyev in the midst of tzitzis, so therefore she shouldn't be making tzitzis. So Rabbeinu Tam understood this is there to cost of shat and of saftam. It's not a din prati in uchos tefillin. It wasn't a limited din in tefillin. It's a universal din that whenever you need to create a chesed shel mitzvah, you have to be in that parasha to create. So since women are out of tefillin, they can't create tefillin. Since women are out of tzitzis, they can't create tzitzis either. So Tosfos says they don't think it's right. They ain't nira. The hamid the paslidim bereishat chelas tzitzis gavi kichavim darsh beishav asav lov the kichavim bechal the ishik shera. So Kham tells and says, if Rabbeinu Tam is right, is that the universal halacha that in order to create a chesed shel mitzvah, you have to be in that parsha. So why is the Gemara have to quote a pasuk to disqualify a guy? We should have said ukshat muftaftam. That's learned out from that pasuk. If you're mina nami, because the sukkah is ganvach kshera for a kambit of sukkah. The Gemara says that noshim is one of the Rosh Hashanahs that a guy can make a sukkah, a woman can make a sukkah. So if Rabbeinu Tam is right that there's a din klal that all chesed and mitzvahs you have to be in the parish in order to create the chesed, so then that should be true by sukkah also. So says tells you Rabbeinu Tam is not right. V'davka b'sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah d'chsivu k'shat n'chsapim d'shirin ochim. Especially because that's a kosa by kisei stam, totally irrelevant in the realm of tzitzis. So machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the other balei tzitzis, can a woman make tzitzis? Can a woman actually connect the strings to the beged? So there are some rishonim who say that even if Rabbeinu Tam is not necessarily right, based on his drasha, maybe he's right. Because after all, there is a drasha that says bnei sof lo avdi kichavim. So we know that sometimes the gemara, the drasha, bnei sof lo benosis shalom, like nashim somchos shush, that women don't do smichas akavanas because bnei sof lo benosis shalom. So maybe included in this drasha of Chazal of bnei sof lo apum, like tzitzis, that same drasha should carry over the bnei sof lo benosis shalom, not because Rabbi Natan said ukshata mechsaf. Ukshata mechsaf is a din corruptly just like tefillin, tivitar, and mezuzah. Maybe there's a din prop in Uchasitis of Bnei Yisrael, below Bnei Yisrael, below Acham, etc. That's the Shaila. So therefore, it's based on the different considerations that we assume in Shulchan Aruch that it's really not correct, that women really should not be making tzitzis. Women should not be connecting, at least should not be connecting the strings to the Beged, either because of Chashash in Rebbeinu Tam or Chashash in Maharami Ruttenberg has the other Svar, Bnei Yisrael, below Bnei Yisrael. So whether it's absolutely possible is somewhat questionable. But in terms of the proper practice, it was really not recommended that a woman should be involved in the making of the tzitzis. There is a last halacha, just in terms of lishma. No, but it's not a chisar of lishma. It's a chisar like the same way that a goy is possible because it's not called bnei Yisrael. Maybe for these purposes, it's bnei Yisrael lo bnei Yisrael. So even the goy lo bnei Yisrael won't really help. There's the last consideration, which again goes way beyond just tzitzis, and that's how exactly do you define lishma. Is the lishma have to be done by a human being, that you have to mamish to a mice to be a dayan to make the tzitzis, or can you press a button, and that's also good enough. When you press it, when you make the tzitzis by machine, so is that acceptable? So I'm not talking about connecting to the beggar, I don't know if there are any machines around that connect the tzitzis and tie the strings for you, but I'm talking about the spinning of the wool, the making of the strings, making of the chutim itself. So, since that for sure requires lishma, that's the Fesher Gemara, the Nitzvah lishma, that's the way we pass it, for sure that's the Zimin HaTorah. So, is it acceptable by machine? So, this is the old Masa story. It's the same, whatever the answer is by machine Masas, it's going to be the same story by machine Tzitzis also. If you hold out lishma, you need Mamash to Kerach HaGavra, and the Kerach HaGavra has to be dashed for a human being doing it, and the machine is a Kerach Sheni, is a Grumma, or something, it's not good enough, and it's going to be a problem. Mashiach ain't going to be hold that. That the machines are considered like a chrisha, and it's an extension of the gavra, it's good enough, it's good enough for masa, it's going to be good enough for tzitzis also. That's why there are different minhagim, there are different tzitzis that are made. The better quality tzitzis, they usually advertise on them that they're avodas yad, that they're made by hand. I remember many years ago, why used to always have a tzitzis sale every year. So one year they put up a big sign of his medrash saying that we have all the hidurim and everything, that the chutim and the begodim were made lishma. Them or made the shema. The garden, you take a rag, you take whatever shirt you're wearing, if it has four corners, so you put tzitzis on it. The garden has to make the shema. The tzitzis doesn't make the shema. The tzitzis, the chetchidah, you should be masked that the tzitzis should buy. It's better to buy a varis yad. Well, you have to get involved in the shahla. So unless one has a particular mitzvah to assume that the machines are mamish the same as the hand, so those want to be machmir. So the extra dollar, so you buy the, it's hard even to find the machine tzitzis. Most of the tzitzis today, say them a varis yad. So that's probably the more correct thing to do. So in terms of the tviyah, so the tviyah was the shua don l'shma, we hope and pray. In terms of the connecting to the beggar, so if you are in the business of making your own tzitzis, like some have, the tziv has a chumah that l'chadchili is supposed to try to make your own tzitzis, so you should try to remember that it should be done the Shema, and it should really be verbalized the Shema before you start, and then you do it once, and then it's the color of the Asu Shema.
Tomorrow the shiur by Rabbi Shechtel, Apollo, in Trafalgar Street. I don't remember the name of the...
Klinger.
Oh, it's a Klinger?
It's a Klinger.
Oh, okay, so it's the corner of North Park, 8 o'clock, right? So I was asked to encourage people to come.
You get the right address.